Eli Apple, is that a rest day or is he hurt?
He felt his ankle a little bit, so we were precautionary with it.
Like you felt it during practice?
No.
What happened with Dwayne Harris? He was working with the sideline.
Yeah, we held him out today. He had some soreness in his upper body.
That's more personally progressing here.
He's progressing. He's not where we want him to be yet to put him back on the field, but he's working through it.
We haven't seen him, so I assume that's if Chris is doing running or stuff on the side, or he's not even at that point.
They're handling everything with Mark in the training room.
Are you looking at Brandon Marshall in the punt return rotation, or is he just there to touch the ball a little bit during that drill?
The more guys you have that can field the ball, the better.
How's JT Thomas progressing?
He's working through it, going through individual, and eventually we'll build him up to 7-on-7, some special teams work, and then the team reps. But right now we're starting slow with him.
Hunter stepped in for Eli today. Just as he built on what he did in the spring, I mean, where is he at right now?
Yeah, he had a nice day today, made a nice play in the ball, caught the flash of the ball from press coverage on a go route, which is tough to do and encouraging to see. He's a young player that's making gains.
Ben, I know you've been asked a lot of questions about Flowers specifically.
Yeah.
This camp, at the start of it, a couple of your other linemen, you know, talked about ways they could help him or ways that whole unit could be maybe better communication with him. What have you seen, and have you seen progress? Are you still looking for certain things? Not specific, maybe specifically to Flowers, but also the whole group.
Eric, I thought, was a bright spot in the game. The first opponent there we played, I think he got his hands inside, had a couple nice strikes and punches. I thought he was bending pretty well, and I look forward to him taking the jump this week.
And do you find that you're seeing anything different from the group, you know, them hanging out together anymore or working together any differently?
I see a group that's growing together.
With the short turnaround between games 2 and games 3, does that change how much you'll play the first team guys?
3 games in 11 days will factor, yes.
Do you have to make any adjustments to practice in that regard?
We take every day on a case, but we plan for every practice in advance, but we have to be able to adjust and improvise with the ebbs and flow of practice and the injury report.
Would you still like to get Eli in games 2 and 3? That's kind of what you did last year.
Yes, that's the plan.
Hang out.
When you call Flowers a bright spot, that was based on your film review?
It's the way he played in the game, yes.
And is that... to you, does that factor better? I wasn't here for some of the practices earlier this week, but I read accounts that had people asking you about some mistakes you made in the practices. So would you factor the game stuff more importantly?
Well, when you practice, you go out, you practice, you make mistakes, then you fix the mistakes. That's part of practice. That's why we practice, to go out and play aggressive. We make mistakes in practice, and then the way to get better is to fix those mistakes and not repeat mistakes. So practices happen in mistakes happen in practice, that's a part of it. But the game reps are really valuable.
Are you increasing the workload on Webb?
It depends on, what are you asking about, the look team stuff today? Or
yeah.
We're giving them some more team snaps. Today was a little bit of a change of pace. We're learning to practice on how to prepare for an opponent. So we had some ups and downs with that today. We were a little slow with our tempo, but that'll get better as we move forward. But Davis is going to get an opportunity to take some more snaps in that environment. Yes.
Can we all assume that it would be Gino or Josh as the backup and Webb learning? Is there any chance he could jump ahead of the other two?
I think we all have to be careful making assumptions. Josh and Gino are competing right now for the number 2 spot. And if it doesn't look the way we want it to look, Davis will get a crack.
One more.
Are you starting to think that you might give Davis a chance to compete for that job?
We played 1 preseason game. There's a lot of football left to play.
Not a lot of time left.
Yeah, 75% of the preseason.